So let's talk about the BCRG-006 study presented by Dennis Slaman. Can you kind of summarize what that trial looked at and what they've presented now here?
So the idea of the BCRG trial was to look at upfront treatment with trastuzumab in patients who are HER2 amplified, in patients who are either IHC 3+ or FISH amplified. So these were clearly centrally determined to be patients who had the target, and to look at whether the addition of upfront trastuzumab would reduce their relapse rate. The second strategy was, based on their understanding of mechanisms of synergy, whether a non-anthracycline regimen could be evaluated. And in particular, because of the known cardiac toxicity of the trastuzumab, could we find a regimen that would allow us to incorporate the trastuzumab even earlier from the beginning without having to wait until the completion of the anthracycline portion? So there were three arms in the study: the standard anthracycline doxorubicin cyclophosphamide regimen times four, the quote AC times four every 3 weeks, followed by the docetaxel, and that was the standard arm, the standard in the community. Then the first investigational arm was the same, quote, AC, followed by the docetaxel with the trastuzumab given for a year with the standard monitoring. And then the second investigational arm was the trastuzumab, the carboplatin, and the docetaxel. And this arm used only 6 cycles of therapy, which was the standard described, and was therefore completed in a shorter time point than the 6 months. It was a 4.5 month time point, and incorporated the use of trastuzumab from the get-go. So the findings at the 24-month time point were that there was a benefit to the inclusion of the trastuzumab, but the non-anthracycline-containing regimen didn't seem to do quite as well.
That was a year ago.